松江区2016年高三英语一模试卷六。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's nice of you to come here to pick me up, Mr. Smith.
Don't mention it. How was the flight?
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 2.I wonder if there's a service charge for our meal.
I think so. The menu said the service charge is 10%.
Question. How much is the service charge if the food costs $50?
3. Here is your room key and the checkout time is 12 noon.
Thanks for reminding me.
Question.What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers? 4. Hi, Jenny. How are you getting on with your packing?
I'm still deciding what to take with me.
Question. What can we learn about Jenny?5. Everybody is here except John. Shall we start the meeting?
If we wait for John, we might be here all night.
Question. What does the woman mean? 6. I'm going to a party at Carol's house.
You can't be serious. We've got 2 tests at school tomorrow.
Question.How does the woman feel about the man's idea? 7. I thought we could all go to France this year.
Oh, Dad, I'm 18 now. I'm too old for family holidays.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Where shall we go today, then?
Shall we try the Royal Garden, recommended in the leaflet?
Question. What will the 2 speakers do next?
9. Oh, this is so annoying. Where on earth did I put my car keys?
You never learn your lessons.
Question. What does the woman mean?10. I don't know if Steve likes the apartment or not.
He said he liked it, but then he didn't want to sign the contract.
Question. What can we conclude about Steve?
1. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 1 short passage and 2 longer conversations.After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Well...I own a small data processing company in which I employ about 8 to 10 workers. And the point I want to make has to do with trust. I know it's possible to force people to be 100% efficient, but I think when you do that, you lose confidence and trust. I let my employees use our equipment and make personal phone calls. They are more than welcome to decide what is right and wrong, because I think you can't run a company by just giving orders to robots and watching them like Big Brother, right? I think you have to trust people and give them a little freedom. And also, as far as phone calls and all that go, I want my people to call home and check on their children and know their children are safe and sound. As a result, I have devoted employees who are willing to go that extra mile, and I can honestly say they show up to work smiling. So I get more satisfaction and rewards by trusting my employees than by suspecting them of doing something wrong.
Now listen again.
Well, I own a small data processing company in which I employ about 8 to 10 workers, and the point I want to make has to do with trust. I know it's possible to force people to be 100% efficient, but I think when you do that, you lose confidence and trust. I let my employees use our equipment and make personal phone calls. They are more than welcome to decide what is right and wrong, because I think you can't run a company by just giving orders to robots and watching them like Big Brother, right? I think you have to trust people and give them a little freedom. And also, as far as phone calls and all that go, I want my people to call home and check on their children and know their children are safe and sound. As a result, I have devoted employees who are willing to go that extra mile, and I can honestly say they show up to work smiling. So I get more satisfaction and rewards by trusting my employees than by suspecting them of doing something wrong.
Questions. 11. Which of the following does the speaker allow his employees to do?
What result does the speaker expect to see under his management?
13. What does the speaker consider important in running a small company?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Today, I will make a speech on zoos. Many people think zoos are cruel and have no place in the modern world. It is my own opinion that zoos, although not perfect, do have a useful function. Firstly, zoos are places of education. Zoos can help people to appreciate nature. Furthermore, research into animal behavior is done in zoos and has increased our knowledge of zoology, genetics, and even psychology. Above all, zoos can protect the future of many species of animal. Many species today are in danger of extinction, and thanks to zoos, they have a chance of survival. Opponents of zoos say that they are cruel. First of all, they argue zoos cannot recreate the environment in which animals live, and because of this, animals are bored and depressed. Secondly, animals have frequent contact with human visitors, which can be stressful. However, in my opinion, most zoos have improved recently. It is now quite rare to see animals in cages, and most zoos try hard to recreate the environment in which different animals live. In conclusion, although zoos are not perfect environment for animals, I believe that they have more advantages than disadvantages. In an ideal world, zoos would not be necessary. But as long as human hunts animals for profit and destroy their environments, zoos are essential.
Now listen again, please.
Today, I will make a speech on zoos. Many people think zoos are cruel and have no place in the modern world. It is my own opinion that zoos, although not perfect, do have a useful function. Firstly, zoos are places of education. Zoos can help people to appreciate nature. Furthermore, research into animal behavior is done in zoos and has increased our knowledge of zoology, genetics, and even psychology. Above all, zoos can protect the future of many species of animal. Many species today are in danger of extinction, and thanks to zoos, they have a chance of survival. Opponents of zoos say that they are cruel. First of all, they argue zoos cannot recreate the environment in which animals live, and because of this, animals are bored and depressed. Secondly, animals have frequent contact with human visitors, which can be stressful. However, in my opinion, most zoos have improved recently. It is now quite rare to see animals in cages, and most zoos try hard to recreate the environment in which different animals live.In conclusion, although zoos are not perfect environment for animals, I believe that they have more advantages than disadvantages. In an ideal world, zoos would not be necessary. But as long as human hunts animals for profit and destroy their environments, zoos are essential.
Questions. 14. What is the most important function of zoos according to the speaker?
15. Why are some people against zoos?
16. What does the speaker think of zoos?
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear a conversation.The conversation will be read twice. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Many of us watched the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland on Saturday night. I know I did. I'm here to interview Joan Jett,who was honored that night. Welcome, Joan, and congratulations on your honor.
Thank you.
So, your biggest hit was I Love Rock and Roll in 1982. What do you like about rock and roll?
It's a feeling, an emotion. You don't think about it. If you stop thinking about rock and roll, you won't get it. That's when it gets boring.
You are also known for making it okay to be a female rocker. You definitely broke some ground there.You were accepted by even the craziest male rock stars.
Yeah, I was just being me. I wore black leather and jeans. I had long blonde hair. And I named my band the Blackhearts.
Three of your album hits the top 20. I Love Rock and Roll, Album, and Up Your Alley. But you also covered other artists' songs, right?
Yeah, Gary Glitter, Tommy James, Sly and the Family Stone...They couldn't figure out what we were doing, but they liked.
Your attitude and choices were a major influence on other female rockers.
I'm not done yet. Stay tuned. I can still get on stage, play the guitar, and sing.
Now listen again, please. Many of us watched the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland on Saturday night. I know I did. I'm here to interview Joan Jett,who was honored that night. Welcome, Joan, and congratulations on your honor.
Thank you.
So, your biggest hit was I Love Rock and Roll in 1982. What do you like about rock and roll?
It's a feeling, an emotion. You don't think about it. If you stop thinking about rock and roll, you won't get it. That's when it gets boring.
You are also known for making it okay to be a female rocker. You definitely broke some ground there.You were accepted by even the craziest male rock stars.
Yeah, I was just being me. I wore black leather and jeans. I had long blonde hair. And I named my band the Blackhearts.
Three of your album hits the top 20. I Love Rock and Roll, Album, and Up Your Alley. But you also covered other artists' songs, right?
Yeah, Gary Glitter, Tommy James, Sly and the Family Stone...They couldn't figure out what we were doing, but they liked.
Your attitude and choices were a major influence on other female rockers.
I'm not done yet. Stay tuned. I can still get on stage, play the guitar, and sing.
Questions. 17. How does the woman feel about rock and roll?
18. What would the woman like to wear?
19. What is the name of the woman's band?
20. What does the woman suggest in the end? 21. That's the end of listening comprehension.